But Africa is very key to the world's growth, development, and integration. And America is a friend and ally of Africa. In the last couple of years, we've seen so many countries like Russia, China, etc., expressing interest in Africa. And the opinion of the world is that the U.S. sort of have taken the back step with respect to Africa. So what I expect to see when the next president of the United States is elected is renewed interest in Africa. America has gone as far as creating Prosper Africa, you know, a platform that promotes two-way trade between Nigeria and the U.S., AGOA, AGOA, that's the African Growth and Opportunities Act, which we look forward to having renewed in 2025. AFCFTA is a platform and initiative that the U.S. has supported strongly. So basically, we intend to, I hope to see more of trade between Nigeria and the U.S. I hope to see Nigerians patronizing more of U.S. products, entering into collaborations and partnerships with the U.S. and vice versa.
Russia and China are using the BRICS group to make inroads into Africa. Mm-hmm. What's your advice to the new president on how the U.S. will regain dominance in Africa?
My advice to the incoming president of the U.S. on how they can regain dominance in Africa is, as much as they're investing in people, investing in the AFCFTA, initiatives like AGOA, Prosper Africa, to name a few, we need to see more infrastructure projects. And the media needs to provide a lot more emphasis on what the U.S. is doing in Nigeria. So, yes, a lot of people have said Russia and China are making, you know, more inward investments into Nigeria, into Africa. But how sustainable are these investments? Are they mostly based off debt and loan? What the U.S. is trying to do is invest more in the people who, in turn, shape their societies. They take ownership. They take ownership of the leadership of their societies and then advance their societies. So the U.S. is clamoring for Africa to have a seat on the table on global institutions, become a voice, even in the UN Security Council. It's China and Russia equally advocating for this for Africa. So you look at US, the investments in Africa are long-term, not just short-term.
What has been the contributions of the Chamber to boost trade, commerce between Nigeria and America?
So the Chamber has contributed immensely in 4 years. One, trade services and trade missions. We've had a couple of trade missions to the U.S. in the last couple of years. We've been to Florida seeking businesses to come to Nigeria and trade with us. We've been to Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, and right now we're planning a few trade missions to the U.S. And, of course, we've brought in businesses from the U.S., the state of Illinois, the government of Illinois, Department of Economic DCEO, Department of Commerce and Economics. So we've done quite a lot. We try as much as we can to impact on trade between Nigeria and the U.S. in four facets. One is networking. We put together capacity building workshops where we get different businesses to come and teach SMEs and MSMEs, you know, the four walls and the nooks and crannies, the things they need to know to grow, hone, sustain, and develop their businesses. And then we also do this by way of offering trade services and trade missions. We've been to the states of Florida, Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., trying to lure in investors to come to Nigeria. Of course, we worked with the state of Illinois, the government of Illinois, through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, DCEO. We had a trade mission put together, and they were in Nigeria. About 10, 11 companies from the state of Illinois came here. These are just some of the many ways that we try to foster collaborative working relationships between ourselves and the U.S. And in the incoming administration, I look forward to seeing more. I hope that we can do more.